Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The president has committed an act that I believe deserves his impeachment. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation that continues to unfold, Matt. From the very beginning, it was unusual, and then the more and more information that comes out, it really indicates what the president did with this prisoner swap by releasing five high-level Taliban terrorist leaders for one person, notwithstanding the fact whether he was a good soldier or not, and we've now learned many things about his character that are very significant, very serious. He has put Americans and American soldiers at risk by this action.
He definitely has, and he's also broken the law. And the White House, of course, even apologized to Congress. And I guess that's all you have to do now. If you break the law, you just apologize for it and you're off the hook. At least that's what this lawless president seems to think. But the reality is that the law-breaking alone aspect of this, going around Congress, intentionally circumventing the law, ignoring the law, and doing this under cover of darkness without Congress's involvement, which is required under the law, that alone is impeachable. But even if you put that aside, just the mere fact that he is putting Americans at risk by releasing these five high-level terrorists back into the world where they can kill more Americans, that's borderline seditious or treasonous, if not treasonous.
Well, when he was on the campaign trail, he stated specifically that he did not believe that it was appropriate to issue signing statements where the president signs a statement at the time of signing a bill into law, saying that he didn't agree with certain parts of it and did not want to enforce certain parts of it. And yet that's exactly what he did with this particular notice provision. And then Jay Carney specifically said that they would follow the law by providing notice to Congress after this law was passed. And that's exactly the opposite of what they did. He violated the law. He didn't give notice. And now in retrospect, you see why notice is a good reason to be in the law, because had he given notice, the members of Congress, certainly those with the Armed Services Committee and the other Intelligence Committee, would have said no. Because in the past, when asked, should they trade any person for a terrorist, and they were emphatic in saying no. Certainly, they would not have approved one for five, and they wouldn't have approved now what the platoon mates say is a deserter, somebody who intentionally walked off. The platoon left his platoon mates, put other people at risk. It diverted the mission of not only Bergdahl's platoon, but other platoons that had to search for him. Some of those individuals died. Now we've heard from family members of some of the soldiers that died searching for Bergdahl. And in addition, now there's the reports that he wanted to renounce his citizenship. So this is the kind of guy that Obama thought he was going to get slaps on the back and divert everyone's attention away from the problems with the VA, and everyone would really be happy because he's going to be coming home and joining his family and his community. The only prisoner that's left would have been released. He's pulling all the troops out of the Middle East. He thought it was going to be a coup, and we see now why there is wisdom in having this 30-day notice provision.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And the fact of the matter is that the policy of the United States has always been that we will not negotiate with terrorists. That is another motive for Obama to do this under cover of darkness and to go around Congress, because that's a violation of that policy. He negotiated with terrorists. He traded a deserter slash potential traitor himself. He traded this Bergdahl for five terrorists. Now, we know that, President Obama has been wanting to empty and release back into the world all the terrorists that are at Guantanamo Bay. I guess he thought this would be a win-win from his perspective, a way to kind of get the ball rolling on that. But it has backfired tremendously. And here's the thing. Not only did he go around Congress, not only would they have rejected this outright, he completely overrode the direction of the Defense Department and all of the defense advisors and everyone. So President Obama, who I guess knows best, did what he does best, and that is to unilaterally and arbitrarily act like a dictator.
He not only did that, but he also did not give notice to the Afghan government or the government in Iraq. He didn't give them notice. They're concerned certainly about these terrorists coming back and joining the terrorist ranks over there, particularly in Afghanistan. And he didn't give sufficient notice to the country where they are now living. He would not have been able to because it was a spur-of-the-moment thing. He concocted the story that his health was in jeopardy, and we now know that his health wasn't in jeopardy because we've now seen the release of the video by the Taliban, who are contradicting the president's statements that his health was in bad shape. Well, no, you look at the video, his health looked like it was in pretty decent shape. Yeah. It looked like he had been not having health problems at all. So there was no emergency reason for the president to act this way other than the president just wanting to just go above the law, thinking that he knows everything. And then when he comes out and makes statements, he says, you know, now we've got one of our soldiers home, period, a full stop, end of story. He just wants to just tell you to shut up. I mean, that's his MO. I'm going to do this. You shut up. You listen, and you accept exactly what I do. Well, I don't think the people are accepting it, and neither is the media, both sides of the media.
Even CNN, the only people really still trying to cover for President Obama are the always reliable New York Times and MSNBC. Everybody else is even starting to ask questions. CNN or has been asking questions for a couple weeks now. They're digging
deeper.
And
the only politician is Harry Reid, who's always off on another planet anyway. But it seems right. Like even the Democratic politicians, they're upset. They've expressed concern, dismay that they were never notified.
Dismay is the word of the day with this. And I have to wonder, Matt, this president is one of two things. He is either the stupidest man, and I don't say that as an insult. I mean, he literally just is not that bright to take the Oval Office, to sit in the Oval Office. Or there's something a little more sinister here. I have to wonder, because this is such a clear over. I mean, what advisor told him this was smart? If any one of these five terrorists goes out and kills again and takes credit, even if he didn't
well,
do it,
Obama
takes
even
credit
said, yeah, it's
for a
possible
terrorist
that
act.
They will go out and kill again.
Well, then they turn around and say, "Thank you, Barack Obama, for letting us out so we could kill more Americans." And they do that. Well, politically, what does that do?
I don't think he's stupid. I think he is arrogant. He is full of himself, and he thinks that he is a dictator and can do anything he wants to. And the law is just an inconvenience to him that he can brush aside or jump over or just simply ignore.
Well, haven't the Republicans shown him that he can get away with that, though?
Yeah,
I mean, frankly, if there are not impeachment hearings over this, then he can do anything he wants to. There will never, ever.
Yeah, and I've listened to some of these politicians, and they were asked, well, what are you going to do? Well, you know, we're going to evaluate what we can do. We're going to hold hearings. No, don't just hold a hearing about it. Impeach this guy. Impeach him. That's what he needs to do. File articles of impeachment. We've already had enough reasons to do it. This clearly is someone who has put Americans at risk. He has violated the law. He has actually taken someone who is not an honorable soldier, but somebody who was a traitor, who was a deserter, and they've exchanged him for five other high-level terrorists.
Yeah, it's, you know, will they do it? It's a political season. I don't think the Republicans have the guts.
Well, they need to, and that's why I'm encouraging you to go to libertycouncil.com. Liberty Council is with a C-O-U-N-S-E-L, not C-I-L, libertycouncil.com. And on that website, we have petitions to sign, including the one regarding impeaching President Barack Obama. We've had that there for a while, but there are certainly more ample reasons to go there and impeach this president over this one thing. This one thing alone, I believe, is an impeachable offense. Go to libertycouncil.com and sign the petition. Again, go to libertycouncil.com for more information on this and other stories, and also sign the petition to impeach President Obama. I think this is a very critical moment in our history. I think President Obama has crossed the line. It's not going to be good for him during the upcoming 2014 elections. They're already struggling with their message, and now this hanging around his neck. He didn't anticipate this for whatever reason. He is so far out of touch with reality and with the mainstream that he assumed this would be a coup for him and it would divert attention from Benghazi. Well, you know what? Maybe it has diverted attention from Benghazi and it's caused him even more problems. But it also underscores the problem that we have originally with Benghazi and many of the other scandals around this president. Go to libertycouncil.com. It is time to remove this president, to file articles of impeachment. libertycouncil.com. You can also go to lc.org. Continue to pray for this ministry and financially support Liberty Council at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.